But I welcome everyone to this morning's telephone town hall. Today we're going to share an overview of NOAA Fisheries Management and Science Mission, and we're going to share some plans to develop an Alaska implementation plan for the NOAA Fisheries National Equity and Environmental Justice Strategy. We typically call this the EEJ strategy for short. This call today is for tribal government representatives only. If others have joined the call, we ask that you drop off now. We plan to host other engagement efforts to gather input from underserved communities across Alaska to seek broad input to inform development of this plan. Please email me or Emily Wilson at NOAA.gov if you'd like some more information on how you can reach out to us or engage in other efforts beyond these calls. The format of the call today includes brief presentations from both the science and the management side of NOAA Fisheries. First, John Curlin, he's our Alaska Regional Administrator, will present an overview of our resource management responsibilities under various federal laws. Then Bob Foy, our Alaska Fisheries Science Center Director, will provide an overview of the science and research efforts conducted by the Science Center that support those management efforts. And following that, Emily Wilson, the Tribal Relations Coordinator for the Alaska Regional Office, will provide highlights from the National EEJ Strategy and the steps we're taking in the region to develop an implementation plan for that strategy for Alaska. The goal today is to keep our remarks brief, about 15 minutes or so, and then we'll have 30 minutes or so to have tribal representatives ask clarifying questions. And at that time, the operator will provide some information on how you can open your phone line, or she'll open your phone line for you. We see today really as the start of a conversation with all of you. Over time, we hope to find out more about how we better can serve your needs, what information relating to the science and management of federally managed fisheries and marine mammal conservation are you interested in receiving from us, what are the best ways for us to get that information to you, and when. We recognize that the communities in South Central, Kodiak, Aleutians, and the Seward Peninsula are very unique, that all of you have different issues of interest and concern. So we'd like to have, we'd like to continue the conversation, and we're planning to hold regional hub meetings next year, and we would love to know if you think that's a good idea as a way of engaging your communities in a further discussion to inform the development of this implementation plan. I also want to mention that joining us today on the call is Julian Lateague. He's our Deputy Director at the Alaska Fisheries Science Center. I am Mabel Baldwin Schaefer. Mabel is the Alaska Fisheries Science Center Tribal Research Coordinator, and Julie Fair. She's our Public Affairs Officer for the Alaska Regional Office. Lastly, we recognize that time is limited today, and we really just have time to introduce you to this effort. And so we've scheduled additional telephone town hall. We're also providing an opportunity for you to submit written comments via our website. You can also email Emily or myself or Mabel directly and share feedback on both how this call went today and next steps. How we can further engage with you. If you want to provide information via written comment, you can simply go into your Google search function and type Alaska and NOAA Fisheries EEJ, and then you can click on right on the page that we've set up for our Alaska Equity and Environmental Justice Implementation Plan. On that page, you'll find more information on how you can submit written comments. You'll also find the PowerPoint presentation for today. And actually, if you received an email from me or Emily and you're on the call today and you don't have that PowerPoint and you do not have access to the website, if you want to just quickly fire an email, we can both check our email and send you that PowerPoint presentation so you can follow along as our speakers go through their remarks. After today's teleconference. We will also put the recording up there, so if you miss anything, you'll be able to listen at a later date. And we encourage you to please share information with others, invite them to attend other telephone town halls, or feel free yourself to join us if you want to sit in again. And then we'll follow up with, after we hear some presentations today, we'll follow up with some Q&As with you so you can start that conversation with us. So now I'd like to turn the podium over to Emily. And Emily, if you wouldn't mind doing a land acknowledgement for us, we most appreciate it.
Thank you, Maggie. Akwe, and good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you with us today. Before we kick off our presentations, I'll be providing our land acknowledgement. And again, I'm Emily Wilson. I'm the NOAA Fisheries Alaska Region Tribal Coordinator. We at NOAA acknowledge that we live and work on the Indigenous homelands and waterways of the Alaska Native people who have been Indigenous to this land for over 1,000 years. Living their culture and tribal values as their ancestors and elders taught them, we recognize that the tribes never relinquished their property rights or their ownership and stewardship of their land and waterways. I have the honor of living and working on the land of the Yakutat Tlingit tribe. We want to thank each tribe in the Tlingit language, Gunashish, for your stewardship of this land and these waterways since time immemorial. We appreciate you joining us today from many places, near and far, to discuss the topics of equity and environmental justice. Thank you for your attendance and patience as we learn. Now I would like to turn the call over to John Curlin, our regional administrator for Alaska. John?
Thanks very much, Emily, and thanks, Maggie, too, for helping to set this up. Good morning, everyone. Welcome. Thanks for joining us for this conversation about our agency's equity and environmental justice strategy and our efforts to develop an Alaska implementation plan for that strategy. So again, I'm John Curland. I'm the Alaska Regional Administrator for NOAA Fisheries. So I oversee our regional office, which is responsible for all of the regulatory and management programs for resources for which NOAA is responsible. Of course, the oceans and marine resources are extremely important for Alaskans, for our economy, for a lot of jobs, for our culture and our way of life, for food, for sustenance, and very important for the nation as well. So it's a really important mission. Within our Alaska Regional Office, we have three major natural resource programs, and I'll just walk through those briefly. First is our Sustainable Fisheries Division, which is responsible for management of fisheries in federal waters, so that's typically from 3 to 200 miles offshore. We work in partnership with the North Pacific Fishery Management Council and different sectors of the industry and a lot of stakeholders to manage those fisheries in a sustainable fashion, and Alaska fisheries are responsible for a huge amount of the seafood for the nation as a whole, so it's a big responsibility. Sustainable Fisheries Division manages those fisheries carefully in season to make sure we're not overfishing, that we are tracking incidental catch of species we don't intend to catch, and that we're adhering to all of the management programs laid out by the Council. Our second natural resource program is our Protected Resources Division. That group is responsible for conservation and recovery of marine mammals under the Endangered Species Act and the Marine Mammal Protection Act. An important part of what the Protected Resources Division does is working with our Alaska Native co-management partners through different specific agreements for the co-management of subsistence use of marine mammals under the Protected Resources Division is also responsible for listing and recovery of marine mammals that are threatened or endangered under the Endangered Species Act, and operating our Marine Mammal Health and Stranding Response Program to respond to injured or entangled marine mammals and try to learn the cause of death for stranded marine mammals that wash up dead and help understand human causes of mortality so we can try to minimize. Our third natural resource program is our Habitat Conservation Division, which is responsible for the identification and conservation of essential fish habitat under the Magnuson-Stevens Act, working in partnership with the North Pacific Fishery Management Council. And the Habitat Division also works to review coastal development activities for their impacts on important habitat for fish and shellfish. And then we have a few support divisions. We have a Restricted Access Management Division, or RAM. And a lot of you who may be involved in the fishing industry are familiar with RAM because they issue the fishing permits and help manage quota and quota transfers and those types of things. Our Operations and Management Division is responsible for budget, facilities, grants, safety, human resources, all those kind of necessary functions to support programs. And our Information Services Division helps with programming for a lot of web-based functions to support sound fishery management and protected species management and keeping all of that data well organized and managed. And finally, in my office, the Regional Administrator Suite, we have functions looking at culture, seaweed and fish culture principally, Arctic policy, communications, and tribal relations. And everything we do in the Alaska Regional Office depends upon the scientific support and monitoring programs of the Alaska Fisheries Science Center. So I'm going to turn you over to Bob Foy, who's my counterpart and director of the Alaska Fisheries Science Center. Bob?
Great. Thank you, John. Appreciate it. And good morning, everybody. Thank you very much for tuning in to this extremely important topic that we really look forward to your input on. As John said, my name is Bob Foy. I am the director of the Alaska Fisheries Science Center, the science wing of NOAA Fisheries in the Alaska region. So equity and environmental justice from the science side, what does that mean? So the science that we provide is the information, the data that supports management. It supports communities. We provide information to the public, to other federal, state agencies, based on the laws that direct our mission. So we are focused on research and science that is that comes out of the Magnuson-Stevens Act, the Marine Mammal Protection Act, for example. And we provide that information on a regular basis. So how do we do that? We conduct surveys. We conduct field research projects. We have observers that are out on vessels looking at a commercial catch. We have a marine mammal program that is engaged in the co-management program that John just mentioned. We have assessments. Stock assessments and modeling that take this information forward, and then laboratories working on how species interact with their environment, how they interact with each other, how they interact with the environmental change, the climate change that we're seeing in the North Pacific. So in total, our goal here with EEJ is to ask the question, are the data we are collecting equitable? Are the data that we collect, do they represent you? Do you see yourselves in the information and the data that we collect as it pertains to our mission? So how do we do that? We've got five different science divisions within the Alaska Fisheries Science Center. We have the Auk Bay Laboratories here in Juneau, Alaska, and this is a large program with research, laboratory work, stock assessment, modelers, et cetera, all in one program. The focus of the Auk Bay Laboratories is on salmon research, stable fish research and assessment, ecosystem and diet studies, laboratory work, genetics. And our mariculture research program is here at the Auk Bay Laboratories. Our second division is the Fisheries Monitoring and Analysis Division. That's our observer program. So this is the program where we are supporting hundreds, any one day sometimes there are hundreds of observers out on commercial fishing vessels, monitoring the catch, monitoring the bycatch, sending information back so that we can adequately manage fisheries. We provide that and we analyze and then provide that information to our management partners at the regional office and at the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council. Third division is our Marine Mammal Laboratory. This division is responsible for the science and the information that goes into management of the major marine mammal stocks in Alaska. This would be the division where we interact with our co-management partners on subsistence species. And we are conducting research, both land-based research as well as ship-based research with this division. The Resource Assessment and Conservation Engineering Division, the RACE division, if you will, is what we call it, is focused really on our surveys. So our fish and crab surveys are focused on abundance estimation, collecting biological information so that we can look at changes in growth or size, age of those species. And also, this division is responsible for our main ecosystem surveys. So looking at the early life stages of the fish that we're interested in, looking at the ecosystem from the perspective of prey, from the perspective of the physical environment of the ecosystem to better, so that we can better understand those other fish and crab species we're responsible for. Lastly, our Research, Ecology, and Fisheries Management Division. This is the division where we are taking all of the data from our surveys. We are putting those data into population assessment models. We are looking at trends over time in the populations. We're looking at diet studies to see how the different species in the marine environment are interacting with each other. Climate modeling, so our predictive climate modeling is within this division. And then lastly, our socioeconomic research program, where we're collecting information on how the decisions we make affect communities on the social science side and how they affect the economic results of commercial fisheries. So hopefully through all of this, you see yourselves in some kind of information that we're collecting. Particularly to those on this call, we're tracking a lot of the changes associated with cod, salmon, fisheries moving north, climate change in your backyard. So again, hopefully you see yourself in the priorities here. I also wanted to take a moment and call out Mabel Baldwin Schaefer. I know she was mentioned before, but she is our tribal research coordinator. So she really bridges that gap between a lot of the Western science topics that I raise here, the tribal perspective, and identifies the research that we need to be doing in some of the tribal communities. So with that, I am going to pass it on to Emily for further discussion of the strategy.
Thank you, Bob. Okay, and good morning again, everyone. I'm the Alaska Regional Tribal Relations Coordinator. And as Maggie mentioned earlier in her introduction, I will provide highlights from the National EEJ strategy and the steps that we're taking in the region to develop an implementation plan for that strategy for Alaska. So if you go to your meeting invite and have a copy of the slides handy, I'm beginning on slide 5, if you're following along. We're excited to share the finalized NOAA Fisheries Equity and Environmental Justice National Strategy that was released May 22nd of this year. Recognizing that not all communities have had equal access to NOAA Fisheries services, we embarked on a multi-year process to develop this strategy. And the EEJ strategy guides us to serve all communities more equitably and effectively and reflects the input we received from you as part of an extensive nationwide public outreach and engagement process. So in summary, the public feedback that we received was specific to the implementation of the EEJ strategy, but we feel the input is also applicable to NOAA Fisheries Implementation Plan for Alaska as we build that together. And NOAA recognizes that the formal engagement process, particularly around new regulations, makes it hard for underserved communities to respond. The short timelines and lack of transparency in management processes also makes people feel that the regulations are already written and their feedback has no impact. So there was an agency recommendation to communicate early and often with tribes and our stakeholders. Also, we must coordinate better amongst ourselves, such as within our fishery management councils, our NOAA line offices, and other federal agencies, so that our work is aligned, but also so that communities are not overburdened with requests to engage with us. And finally, we need to support capacity for NOAA EEJ work by hiring local, place-based staff with cultural and language expertise and research the social impacts of management decisions on people and communities. We created this strategy using input from NOAA Fisheries staff and the public, and will continue to engage with communities to implement this strategy at regional and programmatic levels. And at this point in time, I just want to take a quick moment to thank our Alaska tribal partners who submitted comments on the national EEJ strategy, including the Aleut community of St. Paul Island, the Aleutians East Borough, the Central Bering Sea Fishermen's Association, Koniag, Association of Village Council Presidents, Huarik Incorporated, the Kuskokwim and Yukon River Intertribal Fish Commissions, the Tanana Chiefs Conference, as well as members of other tribal communities. And we look forward to receiving feedback from you directly as we focus on developing an implementation plan for Alaska. For those following along in your slide deck, I'm moving to slide 6. We've identified 3 overarching goals to move us closer to EEJ for all underserved communities. Our first goal is to prioritize identification, equitable treatment, and meaningful involvement of underserved communities. Our second goal is to provide equitable delivery of those services to those communities. And our third goal is to prioritize EEJ in our mission work to show progress. We've identified 6 core and interrelated areas that we can improve upon, and we begin in the center with empowering environment. We would like to institutionalize EEJ with leadership support and a trained and a diverse workforce. Moving on to our policies and plans, we want to remove structural barriers to equity that may perpetuate inequality in access to our resources and any regulatory burdens. For research and monitoring, we want to diversify those research methods and knowledge sources as we use to collect data in our decisions to better assess the impacts of our management decisions, and this includes incorporating Indigenous knowledge. For outreach and education and engagement, we want to improve information sharing to and from those communities. For benefits, we want to ensure fisheries and financial benefits are distributed equitably. And finally, for inclusive government, we want to support meaningful involvement of underserved communities in our decision-making processes. Moving on to slide 7, NOAA Fisheries Alaska will accomplish our goal in 2 phases. For phase 1, it began May of this year and will run until December 2023, where we've been hosting a few conversations among tribal forums and fisheries groups, and now we're kicking off our town hall teleconferences with Alaska Native tribes. We are gleaning information on preferred methods, the best season or timing, and locations to engage with you, as well as the best ways to solicit feedback from you. This information will be compiled in December to complete Alaska's EEJ Phase 1 implementation plan. This will be our first draft plan. For our Alaska EEJ engagement Phase 2, the working group has developed and submitted a budget proposal for fiscal year 24-25 in order to move to phase 2. Phase 2 will occur January through September of 2024, where we hope to expand, budget pending, our conversations with you. If we do receive funds to support this effort, we would like to hold hub meetings in key locations to gather tribal feedback in order to compile and document your concerns. This information will be incorporated into our NOAA Fisheries EEJ implementation plan by the end of the year in 2024. So for our next steps, they include finishing hosting our EEJ town hall teleconferences with all of you across Alaska, hosting public meetings with non-tribal underserved communities in November of 2023, and a public in-person hybrid virtual meeting during the December council meeting. We're going to solicit that written input from you by December 1st, And then we're going to compile all of the feedback that we receive into our Alaska EJ draft implementation plan that includes your initial comments that will be sent to NOAA headquarters for review by December 31st of 2023. It's important to keep in mind that this is just our initial start of our conversations with you. We are interested in future follow-up engagements where we can have more in-depth conversations, whether it's through future teleconferences or virtual meetings or in-person engagements if we receive a budget from headquarters. So at this point in time, I'd like to pause and turn it back over to Maggie, who will open it up to our questions and discussion. Maggie?
Thanks, Emily, and thanks, Bob and John. So now it's up to you guys to give us some input, ask some questions. We'd love to hear from you. The operator will give you some guidelines on how you can get your line open so that you can ask a question. We're looking, we don't have a lot of time, and as Emily said, this is the start of a conversation, but we'd love to hear from you any clarifying questions you have on anything the speakers presented today, and we'd like to start to explore how we can solicit further input in the development of this implementation plan for EHA. What's the best ways for us to engage with you? When's the best time for us to do that? Emily mentioned the idea of having hub meetings in 2024. Is that something you would be interested in participating in? Do you think that would give you an opportunity as a tribal organization or a tribe to voice your interests, your preferred methods for receiving information? You know, we're also open to doing more in-depth conversations with individual tribes or organizations if there's interest in that too. So operator, I'd ask if you could open up the question and answer session if anybody wants to ask a question. I think the guidelines are to hit star one and you get put into a queue, and then we can take questions one by one.
As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question over the phone lines, please press star, then one. To withdraw your question, press star, then two. Again, to ask a question over the phone lines, please press star, then one. One moment as we wait for any questions.
And while people are thinking about that, just to remind you that if you go into the Google search function on your computer and type in NOAA Fisheries Alaska EEJ, that'll take you to our homepage for this effort. On that page, you'll find the PowerPoint presentation from today, a link to a form where you can provide more feedback, email addresses if you prefer to submit something not using the form, but just submit a written document via email. It also includes information on additional telephone town halls. We'll be putting information up there about the council, in-person council meeting, and we also will have information up there shortly on the November 17th public telephone town hall. So invite you to please reach out, let us know how we did today, and let us know if there's anything that you would like more information on that we presented today. Looks like maybe we have a question, yes?
Our first question comes from Willow Hetrick. Your line is open.
Hey, good morning. So nice to hear all of you. Hi, Bob. This is Willow Hetrick calling from Chugach Regional Resources Commission. We are an intertribal Fish and Wildlife Commission that serves the seven tribes in Lower Cook Inlet and Prince William Sound. Those are Port Graham, Nanwalek, Kutuchek Native Tribe in Seward, Chiniga, Valdez Native Tribe in Valdez, to Titlick and Native Village of Eyak in Cordova. We operate the Alutiiq Pride Marine Institute, which is the state of Alaska's Mariculture Technical Center that was built by criminal settlement money from the Exxon Valdez oil spill. It's a 10,000 square foot facility. We're very, very proud of the science that goes on there. And I just wanted to let everyone know that we've spent a lot of time, money, and effort to bring our programs at CERC and APMI to quote-unquote Western standards of acceptance, even though our work has been culturally relevant for decades. We have a full-blown Chugach Region Ocean Monitoring Program at our Alutiiq Pride Marine Institute. We are one of the only hatcheries that raises kelp for the kelp farmers in the Prince William Sound. There are some more coming up online, but we're currently producing kelp for all regions, Cordova, Kodiak, Lower Cook Inlet, in our nursery. And I, you know, admittedly have not been really in touch with this whole EEJ program, and we just got the information this morning, and that's on me. So we're going to be more engaged moving forward. I'm not sure I have any questions at this point, but what I just wanted to say on behalf of Chugach Regional Resources Commission is that all of the items that you listed as options for engagement, we would love to be involved with. In fact, I'm sure my board is going to require of me to be involved with. I would like the contact information for the tribal consultation individual. I'm sorry, I can't remember your name right now, but would love to get connected via that way. I also wanted to notify the group on this call that Chugach Regional Resources Commission has started a marine mammal program. This was directed by our board of directors in 2019. They felt that with the loss of the Alaska Native Harbor Seal Commission, as well as the kind of disengagement, if you will, of the Stellar Sea Lion Sea Otter Commission, it was time for us to take matters into our own hands and really have a good understanding of what is going on in the Prince William Sound and Lower Cook Inlet with regard to marine mammals. We were lucky enough to get funding to provide support for a full-time marine mammal coordinator that we still have on staff to this day. And she has been making really great strides moving forward our marine mammal program. One of the goals of that program is to be better engaged and better connected to the research community with marine mammals. That includes NOAA NIMS, Fish and Wildlife Service, and the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. We're actually looking for funding to start our own surveys because our marine mammal coordinator feels that not all of the surveys that are done by all of the regulatory agencies have great timing, and also not very impressed with the frequency of those surveys. And she's been working with folks from Office of Protected Resources at NOAA NIMS, as well as Fish and Wildlife Service, to co-write proposals to get funding to make those surveys happen more often, with the ultimate goal of entering into a co-management agreement of some sort. Especially because the Harbor Seal Commission is null and void. Well, I mean, it's still listed on the website, but it's totally inoperable. And the status of the Stellar Sea Lion Sea Otter Commission is also not looking great. And this region needs co-management. I regret to inform you that we've actually been told by NOAA NIMS staff that NIMS will no longer be entering into co-management agreements with new organizations. And that was really disappointing, and I wanted to bring that to y'all's attention so that we can hopefully remedy that statement and figure out how we can move forward collectively, because our organization, we're going on 40 years. In 2024, it will be our 40th anniversary, and we have been doing TEK, Indigenous Science, since inception. We have a lot to bring to the table, and we just look forward to working with all of you in the future. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Will. I think you raised a lot of information, and you shared a lot of information. You raised some points that I think some of our speakers probably can speak to right now, so I will turn it over to them. But I did want to clarify, you asked who our point of contact for the regional office is for consultations. That's Emily Wilson. Emily Wilson, it's spelled A-M-I-L-E-E, Wilson,
okay.
And it's at NOAA.gov. So you can reach out to her. You got the email from me, so Willow, if you need anything else and somehow that doesn't work, that email doesn't work or something, just reach out to
okay.
me and we'll connect you.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
And I think, you know, maybe why don't we start with Bob Foy, because I think you talked about some research things that I think he may want to speak to, and then I think John Curlin probably has some things to say about co-management after that.
Hey, Willow. Thanks very much for your comments. Very much appreciated. Great to hear from you. I think the groups, the communities that you represent, and the comments that you made are exactly the kind of input that we need to build out this EEJ plan. I think the both the positive aspects of what you've raised in terms of how the communities, how your program is moving forward to make sure that the data collected is culturally relevant, to bridge that gap between Western science and traditional ecological knowledge is incredible. And I think where there are challenges is where we want to make sure, again, that your voices are heard, that the EEJ plan that we're developing addresses those concerns in one way, shape, or form. So very much look forward to talking with you more. I think there are some opportunities to maybe meet with you and your group even more directly as we build out this plan to make sure that we address all those concerns. But we look forward to more responses from you. Again, thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
And Willow, this is John Kurland. I'll just chime in on a couple of things as well. So I want to echo Bob in that your comments really speak to the kind of feedback we're hoping to get, which is where are we perhaps falling short and not serving groups, tribes, Alaska Native organizations, consortiums like to be served. And so appreciate your speaking up on those things. With regard to marine mammal co-management agreements in particular, very much appreciate Raven's involvement in IPCOM and getting a program going for you all. It's true that we are constrained in co-management funding to support new co-management partnerships. We have been level funded for a long time, something like 12 to 15 years, that time frame. And in that time frame, of course, all the expenses for the Alaska Native organizations that we give grants to, those expenses have gone up. You know, labor costs go up, rent goes up, basic operational costs go up. So it's been really hard even to meet the existing needs, the needs of our existing co-management partners. That said, we recognize, as you pointed out, that the dissolution of the Alaska Native Harbor Seal Commission leaves a big gap, that task stepping back leaves a big gap, and that those are important needs that need to be filled. So you may be aware, IPCOM, the Indigenous Peoples Council for Marine Mammals, is looking into working with tribes to look into a successor to the Harbor Seal Commission. We are hopeful that with if Congress can provide increased funding for co-management in the future, that we would be able to entertain new partnerships with other Alaska Native organizations. But even if we can't do that in the near term, it's so helpful to know what organizations have the interest and the capacity and would like to partner with us, because that can help inform our requests to Congress, you know, as part of the President's budget, and help just in engaging need so that we can hopefully be better positioned to meet those needs over time. Thanks very much for your comments, Willa.
Yeah, thanks, John. I appreciate your response. And likewise, it'd be nice to know if and when NOAA NIMS is requesting additional co-management funding, because I'm not saying that we're very effective in our testimony when we go back to D.C. or Juneau, but it comes at them from more than one angle. Like, for example, if it comes at them from the tribal perspective, same message coming from NOAA NIMS, maybe they'll pay attention a little bit more. So we could talk about, you know, in the future, maybe having some sort of outreach to increase that line item in the budget in the future.
Yeah, I'd be happy to talk with you about that. I mean, frankly, I think it's more impactful coming from tribes and Native organizations than us saying we hear from tribes and Native organizations that they need and want to do more. I think it's more impactful to hear from you all directly. But happy to talk to you about that further.
Okay, thank you. I didn't mean to take up all the time today, so apologies to other folks if you're listening.
Not a problem at all, Willow. Thank you. Thank you for your feedback and your questions. Terrific. If anybody else wants to ask a question, please feel free to hit star one, and the operator can put you in a queue, and then we'll be able to open your line so you can ask a question or share an observation. Anything you are interested in following up with individual speakers, and we're happy to hear from you. We'll give you guys a few minutes to think about that. Again, realize that this isn't the only chance for one bite at an apple. We're hoping this is the beginning of a conversation with you. We're looking forward to talking more with you about how we can better engage with your community on the development of this plan, how we can better serve your needs to provide you with the information you need on the science and management we do at NOAA Fisheries, the time of year that's best to reach you, and the mechanisms for sharing that information. We're really eager to hear how we can do better at what we've been doing in terms of outreach and communication. So thank you guys for joining us today. I don't know if anybody's queuing up. I don't think they are, but again, reminding you that we have that website. If you go into the Google search function and just type in NOAA Fisheries Alaska, EEJ, it should take you to our homepage for this EEJ implementation plan effort, and a lot of the information we presented today, as well as the recording of today's session, will be there. Operator, anybody queuing up?
I'm showing no one in the queue at this time.
Okay, well, I will turn things back over to Emily, Bob, John. Is there anything you all would like to say before we wrap up today?
Hello,
everyone. This is Emily.
Thank everybody again for joining us today. And just to try to say one more time in a straightforward way, what we're looking for here is to better connect with and serve stakeholders, groups who have the need for our services, who maybe we aren't serving so well. You know, there are a lot of stakeholders who are very engaged, who attend North Pacific Fishery Management Council meetings, who submit comments on our Federal Register notices, who attend public hearings. They make themselves very well known to us, and we have a good sense of how well we're meeting their needs. But the whole point of this EEJ strategy is to try to get at the needs of underserved communities, including but not limited to tribes and tribal organizations. And so we really want to understand better what we can do to meet your needs, and look forward to getting your input on that as we move forward. Thanks very much.
Thanks, John. Emily, I think you were going to say something.
Thanks, Maggie. I just wanted to mention that NIMS staff are available for you to contact at any time regarding any questions you may have. This includes me, the Tribal Relations Coordinator, Maggie Mooney-Seuss, our Communications Program Manager at the Science Center, as well as Mabel Baldwin-Schaefer, our Tribal Research Coordinator at the Center as well. We would be delighted to talk with you. So please feel free to reach out to any of the regional or Science Center staff that are listed on slide 9 of our slide deck. All of our contact information is there, including a link to our feedback form and a link to our website for more information. So for those of you that may need some time to consider these questions or would like to provide written feedback, please use that link that's provided in your slide deck and share this information and the feedback form within your tribal networks, particularly for those who may not have been able to participate in our town hall call today. And we just really appreciate you being here with us today. Thanks, Maggie.
Thanks, Emily. How about you, Bob? Anything you want to say as we wrap up?
Yeah, I agree with what's been said, and I just will add that hopefully folks see this as a huge opportunity. We hear a lot from communities and from the public about potentially ways that we're not doing things correctly, or we're not collecting the information that represents your communities. And this is an opportunity to fix that. This is an opportunity to put processes in place that fix that. And as we continue to work on this document, as it becomes a living document in the future, our processes are going to continue to change to make sure that we can meet your needs. So please see this as an opportunity. Thank you.
Well, thank you all again for joining us today. We really appreciate you taking time out of your day to join us. And again, please feel free to reach out via any of the means we've provided to share more information or just talk to us about what we're doing and what we could do better. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your participation in today's conference. You may disconnect at this time.